Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
16 minutes past six. The chief executive of Dublin City Council, Owen Keegan, has been called back before the joint Oireachtas Transport and Communications Committee tomorrow. This morning, that committee heard from the GAA and from Aiken Promotions, and our reporter Barry Lenehan has been following this for us. Barry, why does the committee want Owen Keegan back?
Well, I suppose there's a polar opposite evidence in terms of what Owen Keegan gave yesterday, Audrey, and what both the GAA, its Ord Stodahore, Pádraig Duffy, and the stadium director of Croke Park, Peter McKenna, what they and Peter Aiken said to the committee this morning. What was striking today about this morning's hearing and this morning's evidence, Audrey, was the contribution of Pádraig Duffy and Peter McKenna, who, as I said, has supplied an entirely different version of events to Owen Keegan. Pádraig Duffy said that Dublin City Council led the GAA to believe that a licence would be granted for all five concerts. Now, as we heard yesterday, Owen Keegan said that he always maintained that he gave them the he never gave them any assurances that all five concerts may go ahead. But at the crux of this, he said, argument, Audrey, is an alleged phone call between Owen Keegan and Croke Park's stadium director, Peter McKenna. McKenna says that he rang Owen Keegan to seek assurances that licences for all five concerts would be granted, and that Mr. Keegan rang him back a few days later and gave his support for the concerts.
We talked about it. He said that the city would be very supportive of the five concerts. He wanted us to make the process easy for him. He said, make One Direction happen well, and put all the additionality you can into the applications. And we said we can guarantee that we will put our absolute best foot forward on it. We finished the call off. I was absolutely ecstatic. From then on, we were certain that we were going to get five licences, that all of the work we had done, Kierlach, on One Direction, all of the additionality that we had added to the process, and all of the discussions at various meetings, and just 20 or 30 that I've had from February, because we were engaging with One Direction at the same time, there was not a mention or whit of that the application wouldn't be given. So much so, I went on holidays on the 3rd, when the decision was made. I would not in my wildest dreams have taken a holiday with any kind of a sense that decision wouldn't be made. Now, I know it's very, very dramatic, but I'd be very happy to swear an affidavit and let that here in front of this committee. I'm not certain of the telephone conversation.
Now, in the last half hour or so, Dublin City Council and Owen Keegan have released a very lengthy statement. Most of it is just a repeat of their submission to the Oireachtas Transport and Communications Committee on yesterday. But crucially, Owen Keegan refutes those claims from Peter McKenna that he gave any sort of assurances that all five concerts would go ahead. We've no indication yet, Audrey, as to whether Owen Keegan will accept this invitation from the Oireachtas Transport and Communications Committee.
OK, Barry, why is there still talk of a judicial review?
Well, I suppose, Audrey, we were expecting a continuation of the post-mortem of yesterday at the Oireachtas Committee today. Instead, we've been treated to a resuscitation attempt of sorts. And as of now, that resuscitation attempt has failed. There are still no concerts this evening, despite the flurry of rumour around the judicial review, as you mentioned. Why is this talk surfaced? Why is the Garth Brooks concerts being resuscitated this afternoon? Well, I suppose at this committee hearing today, the Oireachtas Transport Committee, they promised that they would meet in private. After that meeting in private, they decided that they would try to facilitate the concert promoter in taking a judicial review to Dublin City Council's licensing decision. That facilitation involved persuading Owen Keegan to reverse his firm commitment to contest any potential judicial review. They were using the Lord Mayor of Dublin, Christy Burke, I believe, as a conduit to go to Owen Keegan, and then that white smoke came around 4 o'clock that Owen Keegan said, no, I would still contest any judicial review, thereby snookering the whole thing completely.
So what's John O'Mahony, the chair of this committee, saying about this?
Well, John O'Mahony is saying that, he says he doesn't know whether Owen Keegan will appear before the committee yet, but he says if Owen Keegan does decide to appear tomorrow, he will ask about the evidence put forward by Pádraig Duffy and Peter McKenna today, while he'll also ask him to reconsider his decision to contest any potential judicial review.
It was made very clear today that the only thing that could save the concerts at this stage was a judicial review that would be uncontested by the Dublin City Council. The Dublin City Manager yesterday indicated that he would contest any such judicial review, so obviously that could be cleared up tomorrow as well, I suppose, in the sense that has he any taken any change of mind on that issue. That could be cleared up at our meeting tomorrow as well. I would say this, you know, as a long shot, if you like, but I suppose it's better to have some shot than no shot, as it were, at it. But I think that at this stage, unless the city manager changes his mind on this, there'll be no concerts.
That's John O'Mahony there. We hadn't heard from the GAA directly up until today's hearing, Barry. What did Pádraig Duffy Ard Stiúrthóir have to say?
Well, Audrey, Pádraig came in armed with a very strongly worded statement, and he delivered, I suppose, as a passionate address as I've seen since he became Ard Stiúrthóir back there in 2007-2008. And in particular, he was annoyed at how the City Council dealt with the fraudulent objections to the concerts, and that's something we'd likely hear tomorrow if Eoin Keegan appears before that committee again, and the role those objections played in the ultimate licensing decision. Peter Aiken now said he stood to lose a seven-figure sum because of what he termed being blindsided by those fake claims, Audrey. We know 11 people contacted the council to say the objections to the concerts in their names were forged, and Pádraig Duffy said that the number of objections was much higher than 11, while he also claimed the council didn't examine the objections properly to see whether they were fake.
It is not unreasonable to assume that there may have been many more fraudulent submissions, given what was quite clearly an orchestrated campaign to prevent a licence for five concerts, through, it seems, fair means or foul. Given that Dublin City Council was clearly influenced by the vociferous campaign waged by a small minority to block the concerts, a campaign waged heavily in national media, and of which Dublin City Council was clearly aware, as their own submission yesterday acknowledges, and given that there was incontrovertible evidence of fraudulent submissions objecting to the granting of five licences, surely Dublin City Council should have been alerted to the fact that their own licensing process was being seriously manipulated and distorted by people opposed to the five concerts. And surely then, alerted to this fraud a full 3 weeks before reaching the decision to grant a licence for three concerts only, Dublin City Council should have taken the time to cast a more rigorously sceptical eye on both the nature and extent of the opposition to the five concerts, and thus perhaps have reached a different decision.
That was Ard Stiúrthóir of the GAA, Pádraig Duffy, addressing that joint Oireachtas committee this morning, and there'll be more apparently from that committee tomorrow as well. We'll be back with more after